T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 8:37. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. And certainly it is a big deal that UPMC and Highmark have a 10-year agreement. And it boiled down to three guys in a room: Attorney General Josh Shapiro, Highmark CEO David Holmberg, and UPMC CEO Jeffrey Romoff.
No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
And one of the guys in the room when it happened is our Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Good morning. You probably didn't expect a Hamilton introduction.
Nah, that was awesome, guys. I love Hamilton, so it's a good way to wake up in the morning. So good to be with you.
Mr. Attorney General, it just had to be somewhat surreal to be in that room, didn't it?
Well, look, I have to say it was an intense, you know, week or 8 days or so of conversations and texts and meetings. But it was also a really productive one. And the big winners here, of course, are the good people of Western Pennsylvania who now have healthcare security. I think our region wins because both of these wonderful institutions have an opportunity to plan for the future because we were able to secure a 10-year deal. That means investments in our healthcare and investments in our Commonwealth. So I think this is a win all around, and you know, I commend Jeffrey and David for their willingness to come together for what were honest and, you know, and tough talks as well, and willing to do the right thing for the good people of Western Pennsylvania.
You know, one of the things I think a lot of people were concerned about is the fact that these institutions' dedication and mission is to help people, and it seemed to be counterintuitive when they're fighting, and part of the deal is they're not going to snipe at each other either.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, you know, I'm not sure I would agree with how you sort of frame that, and I mean this obviously with total respect to you. I don't think it's part of the deal that they won't snipe at each other. I think it is a byproduct of the week or so of talks where I think they began to see one another no longer as adversaries, but instead as allies, as guys who could work together and get things done and actually benefit one another by virtue of their coming together. And in fact, you know, in our, I guess it was sort of final conversation directly over the weekend, they made that point that now it's time to work as allies and not as adversaries. And they made that pledge. And so I think it's less about being coaxed into cooperation and more about a realization from this process and from these tough talks that, you know, cooperation would be key to both of their futures, and we're all going to be better off for it.
You know, a lot of the focus has been on Highmark-insured persons being able to access UPMC facilities. But one of the things that is not in this agreement, and I'm curious if it was discussed or if it came up, is UPMC-insured people being able to access AHN facilities, such as Allegheny General Hospital, which right now is not part of the agreement for UPMC-insured people.
Yeah, look, this is a two-way street. Understand that there are lots of different insurance products out there. And so if you're a Highmark-insured person, you can pick a plan that limits you to Highmark facilities and vice versa on UPMC. Here's the key, though. On both sides, there is an option to pick a plan that gives you access to the other's institution. And that was at risk, that choice, that option. Now that choice and that option exists, and it not only exists, it exists for a decade. So it takes the guessing out of it, takes the worry out of it, and it gives people that opportunity.
That is a big check mark for a lot of people to not have to worry about this for the foreseeable future. And I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people that appreciate that because it was very much in doubt for a long time.
It was, and that was, you know, once we got through, I think, some of the initial discussions and some of the initial, you know, pushing and prodding that allowed us to really get down to talking the terms, I think everybody felt that it was important to do this, not for a short period of time, but for some long period of time that created that stability, that got rid of the angst, that allowed them to make the critical investments. And so it was good to be able to work with those gentlemen to get this done for a long period of time.
You made a
point. Understand, I think the governor made this point yesterday in his comments, and it's an important one, and not to get too boring and bureaucratic, but most of these deals are five-year deals. In fact, the Pennsylvania Insurance Department, which is under the governor's control, typically only does five-year deals. But because of the nature of this, because of the history here, we thought it was important to double that up and do an unprecedented 10-year deal.
You know, you made the point that UPMC contacted your office prior to the judge's ruling in their favor out of the Commonwealth Court. Do you think this agreement would have happened if the ruling from the court had been quicker in UPMC's favor?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can't Monday morning quarterback it. The point I was making yesterday is that UPMC and Jeffrey reached out prior to the court issuing that ruling. And remember, we had the option, of course, to go to the Supreme Court. No one knows what would have happened there. But I think we hit the pause button. And we, you know, we had very, very frank talks, very direct talks, and realized that, look, let's not wait for a court to figure this out. Let's sit down and see if we can figure this out together. And if we can figure this out together, we're all going to be better off. And I commend UPMC. I commend Jeffrey for his willingness to have those discussions. They were very, very productive. And obviously the results speak for themselves, and it's going to work to the benefit of Pennsylvanians.
And a seamless transition, as the deadline is no longer a deadline of June 30th. Congrats to UPMC, Highmark, certainly you, Attorney General Shapiro, and the governor, and everybody wins in this. It's rare to get a win-win-win, but this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, and you know, look, when I was in that room and on the phone and fighting this battle, I never stopped thinking about the thousands of people who had contacted my office, the people who stopped me on the streets of Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania to tell me their story, to share with me their angst. And so I wanted to get this done for them. And by the way, so did UPMC and Highmark at the end of the day. I think we all kept our eye on the ball and focused on what we needed to, which was the people that needed this care, the people that needed the angst out of the marketplace. And so I think in any of these deals, as long as you focus on your core mission, which for me is people and the people of Pennsylvania, and you're willing to work your tail off and do good legal work and you know, have a good team around you, then you can usually get things done. And I'm proud we were able to do this. And I think, you know, look, there's a lot of skeptical people out there about the relationship between Highmark and UPMC. Of course, it's been a lot of years. But what I would urge them to do, what I'd urge the media to do, I think I indicated this to you yesterday, is, you know, let's give this new relationship a shot to work here, and not just work in the context of this 10-year contract, but in the context of how they can be collaborators and do good things together. I think we're also used to watching them fight. I think this is a new day, and watching them work together is going to be really positive for our region. I'm proud of the role we could play in that process, and I'm really excited to see what comes in the future. I think good days are ahead.
Okay, so you got UPMC and Highmark together. Can you do something about Pitt Penn State football?
Someone stopped me yesterday and said, you think you can get Flyers and Penguins fans?
Oh, yeah, well, that's impossible.
An absolute limit to my capabilities. So.
Well, we'll be anxious to hear the next big thing from Pennsylvania's Attorney General Office, Josh Shapiro. We appreciate your time, and again, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys. Be well.
All right. He's right. The people are the winners.
Absolutely.
Isn't that how it should be?
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.